7 Japan, mobile. Bob, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, mobile.
Good morning, Bob, Gary, and 4IQ.
Hey, good morning, Phil. Good morning, Gary. Gary, I was actually going to give you a call today. I don't know if you maybe didn't get my email or just haven't had a chance to answer it. The October CQ Worldwide Sideband Contest.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation. I did get it, and I've been mulling it over. But for a couple of reasons, I think I'm going to pass. I like to operate that contest from my station, so I might do that. Also, with the dogs, I'd have to put them into boarding if I was going to come up for that long of a period. So I think I will pass, but thanks.
Well, I had mentioned to the other guys that I know you like to operate that contest from your station, and I thought that that might be a reason. So that's all right. I just wanted to make sure you knew we invited you and wanted to include you. But okay, if you don't like us, that's fine. I'm just kidding. Good morning, Bill. Go ahead, order Bill at 4IQ and D7J.
Sound like everybody's up and early. Bob, you must be headed to Lowe's or Home Depot, or maybe you're just going to work. I don't know. And good morning, Gary. Yeah, I talked to John Hoyle. And he told me that they actually passed the message you sent out about not having the face-to-face classes on extra technician. I know he was very disappointed, but hopefully he'll do it online. I think he really liked having the face-to-face ones. But I understand why. I think you've got quite a following, and but at least it's online, and if somebody really wants to dig into it, they can. I think Bill's supposed to be on here pretty soon. He'll be driving to work as well. He's doing substitute teaching. But anyway, I'm looking forward to being up there on the mountain sideband. It's not my preferred mode, but I guess I can learn how to do that. ND7J and 4IQ.
Butter your way through for sure, and there's something else I wanted to tell Gary, and I forgot what it was. Matt is in the process of putting a tower up, and I think he's going to put a hex beam up. So I took that. I picked his tower up from Jim, took it over to Matt, took the top section up to Larry's. Larry's to rework the top section for thrust bearing and what have you. Got that all taken care of. And no, Bill, I am actually not going to Home Depot. I'm not going to Lowe's. I am going to Walmart early. And I am actually leaving out of town to go on vacation with my wife. We haven't been on vacation. It's been so long, I don't even know the last time we went. So we're going for about 5 days up to Pigeon Forge. We rented a big old cabin, and some of her family's coming down. So that's what I'm doing. I got to pick up a couple last-minute things before we head out of town this morning. Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee, and D7J. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, enjoy the time, and you know, hope you have some fun. And as Bill alluded there, the classes that we were going to be teaching in Greer, just for your information, we canceled those, but we are going to have classes online using Zoom starting in October. So we're going to have an amateur extra class and a technician class. I'll be sending out announcements to various clubs here shortly, but I wanted to make sure that the Brars people got the first announcement. And then there's actually no limitation. We could have anybody from anywhere attend as a student or just watch the sessions live on YouTube. We'll stream them as well. So looking forward to something new and different to maybe pep up the classes. And we may end up doing some general and Morse code training. That's yet to be determined. You were a little scratchy, Bob, but maybe I'm scratchy too with you. ND7J, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
kind of its own. So, and I did change out the coax, and I did change out the power setup, and actually ran the power straight to the battery because I thought maybe I was having a little power issue. Sometimes it works good and sometimes it doesn't. So, well, listen, this is going to be probably my last one. I am rounding the turn to head into Walmart here, and I'll lose all our amp over there. They don't like it. So you guys have a good morning. I'm sure I'll talk to you both soon. I'll be back out very shortly. N4IQ, ND7J, good morning.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to put Walmart in that list of where you're going to go. I should have done that. I would have got it right. In case I don't talk to you, have a great vacation. It sounds like you two really need that. And, Matt, NU4E was also in the CQ, is the Worldwide Digi, is an FD8 and FD4 contest this weekend. I think he got disgusted and decided he's going to go ahead and put up his tower, because I don't think he did as well as he thought he was going to do, or wanted to do anyway. So he mentioned that in one of his postings. So wish him luck with the XP. Okay, Gary, well, that sounds real good. Yeah, it could also be not just locally in U.S. students, but you know, who knows? You might even get an international student. It's always possible with something like Zoom. Go ahead, Gary.
C4Q Mobile. Good morning.
Hey, welcome. Yes, indeed. Yeah, we thought about that, I put together a little video switching arrangement at my house with a couple of video switchers that we got from money donated toward the cause, and we should be able to use all of our teaching aids that we've developed so far online and have it come through looking okay. Of course, everything depends on internet connectivity and speeds, et cetera. But maybe put a little spark into what we've been doing. Don't want to get in a rut and doing the same old things. Although I do want to, you know, have a shout out to Greer Parks and Recreation. They have been super supportive of the ham radio classes. They were even putting in hardline Ethernet connections in the classrooms for us, so that we could stream using their high-speed internet. So we'll get back there. We'll do it again in the classroom when things open up. But for the time being, we're going to have classes on Zoom starting in October. Go ahead, Phil. This is Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
Yes, good morning. Okay, on Zoom. I'm encountering Zoom myself. Trying to. Here at school. So anyway, I'm on my way to the classroom, and get there on time, you know, that sort of thing. So it is Tuesday. So Tuesday. I think Monday is Labor Day, if I remember correctly. I believe I got that day off. Go ahead, Bill.
That'd be nice to have a day off. I know our cleaning ladies that normally come on Monday, they're going to be coming on Tuesday instead. So Monday would be a day off, I guess, all the way around. And, let's see. Matt was telling me, Gary, that you were working on his amplifier, the German amplifier. I assume you're building it, but that was the other thing he wished he had this weekend, was that amplifier. Over.
Me a real big favor. We both got the new German amplifier. You may not have heard the story, but I was doing the setup on mine, the versions that we have, there was a manufacturing error. They had two coil forms that were the wrong permeability. And anyway, I was advised not to operate the amplifier at high power for a long period of time until we could replace these two coils. Well, the definition of long time was different between Reinhardt and me, so I popped something in my amplifier, and I don't know what exactly. So yeah, we built Matt's amplifier is all built and operating. But he was kind enough to leave it behind so that I could start doing some A-B comparisons between the two to try to figure out what did I take out. So, I'm in that process. Then when it's all done, then I'll probably take it all apart again and put it back together again on camera to show folks how to do it, or how not to do it, maybe. AC4Q to take it. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Recycle a little bit. Yeah, so that you have fun with the electronics there. The amps, there's always something that needs fixing, repair, or modification. You can never ever get everything working at the same time. That's just a rule of thumb. Most of the time. as soon as you do, something else is going to go wrong. But anyway, good luck there on the getting the amp fixed there. We're going to go up to Pays on their bill this weekend. We're going to take what's left in the house here and take it up there and get that over with, and be staying with Michelle over there. That will be good. Let's see, what else? Not a whole lot, just trying to get this move finished. So anyway, over you there, Bill, and 4Q AEC4Q Mobile.
Okay. N4IQ. Well, I hope you have a good drive there and back. I guess it's just for the weekend you're going. And Gary, now that you say about what you said about the amplifiers, Matt did tell me. He didn't go as much detail, but I'd forgotten that you were doing the A-B test with it. He had told me that. So hopefully you'll find the problem or the culprit. That'd be kind of frustrating, I guess would be the right word. And long time. It's funny how words have different definitions to different people, you know, depending on their perspective and their goals. But I'm sure you'd get it going real quick, especially before the sideband contest. I don't remember if you have another amplifier or not that you could use. Anyway, hopefully you can get everything going the way you want. I wonder how many of those amps they're actually producing, like a month. I know you have the amplifier, and know you make them for some people, but I wonder worldwide how many they make a month.
Get information. There is in the group a link to a map on Google Maps where the original amplifier was distributed. And if I remember correctly, I think there were 240 or 300 amplifiers out in the wild. So that was the original amplifier. So I don't know about this new one. And yeah, I still have the original. I'm going to keep it. So I've got two. So yeah, I could operate in the SSB contest, no problem. But I would like to use the new one. So yeah, we'll be working on that. And yeah, I did build mine, and it was working. It was outputting full power. Another issue is that it came with preliminary software, release candidate software, which not everything was fully functioning. Now, Matt advised me yesterday that apparently new software has been released. It does require a hardware modification. I'm not sure what that is. I haven't looked into it yet. But if the new software, the big thing is that the CAT interface is not active at the moment. But hopefully the new software will enable that. So anyway, we're on the bleeding edge, so to speak. And I've had a bunch of other stuff going on, so I've had to budget my time as to when can I work on the amplifier. Oh, and the other thing was the amplifier was shipped with a small micro HDMI cable, micro HDMI to standard HDMI. It was 1 foot long. Connecting between, there is a Raspberry Pi 4 that you have to provide. So connecting the front panel to the Raspberry Pi 4, and that 1 foot cable is not really long enough. We bent the one on Matt's computer, one of the connectors, and ended up giving a weird display on the touchscreen. So new cables are coming from Amazon, arriving today, and then tomorrow I think I'm going to be bearing down and working on the amps. AC4Q in the group, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
AC4Q Mobile. Well, good luck getting all that taken care of. 1 foot cable. You can hardly do anything with a 1 foot cable. it surprised me something like that gets out the door, unless somebody had some sitting around and a cheap price, and they said, well, do this to hold them off for a little bit. I don't know. Anyway, I'm here at school. Let me go. Good luck, everybody, and let me go in here and do what I can do for who I can do. AC4Q Mobile will be clear.
Have a good day. Don't work too hard. I had a long conversation on the phone with John. Sounds like between you two, may not have any skids for another 3 or 4 months. I don't know, because all his radio stuff is put up and while they remodel. So I just talked to him on the phone. Well, okay on all that, Gary. That's you got a lot going on, and you only got so much time, so I sure understand about that. By the way, I put up one of the 40-meter ground planes. The base of it is like 20 feet up, about 20 feet up, and the four radios that droop down. I used it on the digital contest this past weekend. There's lots of activity, lots of DX. Worked very well. I've got other antennas I can use for that, man, but I ended up favoring that ground plane, especially with the DX. It worked very well. So, considering maybe ground plane on 20 meters, too, to fill in some gaps. Haven't decided on that, though. I'm going to go fill up my coffee cup, Gary. Wish you luck. Hope you get your cables in. And the Amazon people can find your house there in the mountains, which I'm sure they know by now. But don't work too hard. W4EEY and 4AQ.
Oh, yeah, they know me. They started delivering every week. So, yeah, that's a nice thing. I enjoy having that capability of UPS finding me. And, we're in town today. I've got the puppies here in the truck with me. Going to drop them off at Upstate Dog Training. They're going to have some doggy daycare time today while I go see an attorney about updating my will and powers of attorney and all that other good stuff. So, the stuff, administrative stuff that's got to be done. 73, Bill. Go enjoy your coffee, and we'll talk to you later. And 4IQ from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, 73.
You and Phil have a lot to talk about in that regard, Gary. So, you know, and I'm sure you know, Phil got married, last week or the week before. So he's hitched up again. I guess you knew that. 73 is the N4IQ.
I knew he had a girlfriend, but I did not know about that. So thank you for that info. And yeah, I too have a girlfriend. The minute she's available, we'll get hitched up too if I have my say about it. So yeah, Phil and I are having a lot in common now. Interesting. 73, Whiskey 4, Echo Yank.